Hello, it's Ben Ash. Greetings in the name of the Lord. So today I'm going to read out of St. John chapter 15. And this chapter is, to me, it's so simple, it's wonderful. The great truths that are here. At the same time, it's so weighty, it's so big that it's hard to wrap my mind around all of it. And in fact, I can't, but I continue to search and to ponder and desire the truth of all this and the reality of all this to be experienced in my life. But it's a great blessing and inspiration to me to read these words of Christ, our Lord, and to meditate on them and to pursue the message. So I'm going to read verses 1 through 17. I am the true vine, and my Father is a husbandman. Jesus speaking here. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. So again, as I read this, it just amazes my mind, my thoughts. I'm just amazed at the great, simple truths that are here. Also, it's just such an inspiration, a blessing to see God's love to us. He wants to give us life. He wants to have us to have joy. And some of this is real to me in the natural. Right now we have 4 apple trees in my backyard that we're eating off of and enjoying the fruit of it. And someone once said, now thought just comes to me, that God is glorified by fruit. One of the reasons that we have fruit is that the world can see and benefit and eat something of the Lord by seeing our. But anyway, back to what I was going to say, that recently I pruned those trees because of a disease they had that was fire blight. I've also sprayed those trees to take care of some insects, mites, and disease. And but those apple trees have really produced this year. And so as a husbandman for those trees, as taking the example that Christ gave here, you know, I work with those trees, I take care of them. And the same way that God works in our lives and he does things to us, he allows things to happen. And so one of the things that that is important in this chapter is us abiding in him, the message there. And how do we describe that? What that's what my mind sometimes just kind of grasps, searches for greater comprehension of abiding in him and what how that works its way out every day. What's our part of that? We know he says that he is the true vine, and we can look at a tree and how it draws the sap from the ground, and Jesus is liking himself as that he has life for the branches, and how imperative it is that we're connected, for without him we can do nothing. That's very sobering, isn't it, to think about that as we go through life. Without him we can do nothing. If we don't have him, we may be able to physically do some things, but it's just not lasting, or actually even whether we're Christian or not. Life is from God. Our life is in his hands. But what are the things that on our part to exercise and do to abide? So if we read these several chapters together here, chapter 14 and 15, some things that come out that I notice that seem to have to do with abiding in him, our part of it. So these are things, a few descriptions here that in my mind comprise what it is to abide in him. Number one I have is faith, believing, trusting, having faith in Christ, in God, what he said. So that's one part that comprises abiding. The other part is God, the Holy Spirit in us, us asking for the Holy Spirit, putting our heart up, repenting from sin so that the Holy Spirit will come. You know, God is holy and pure. He wants us to repent, be clean, empty of sin, so that the Holy Spirit can be in us. And also I see prayer as a part of abiding in him. Prayer to God, asking of him, opening our hearts to him, communion with him in faith. Also, obeying is abiding in him. What we read here, we see that obeying, keeping his commandments. He said we abide in him. And what is his commandment? And that is loving. So, again, faith, the Holy Spirit, prayer, obeying, loving are all things in my mind that comprise abiding in him. At the same time, I continue to just be amazed and inspired and intrigued by these great imperative truths that Jesus taught. I believe them to be truth. What is the definition of truth? My simple explanation of truth is the way things really are. And so that'll be all for now, and hope you have a blessed day.